How many times in your almost 300 games, Richo, did you see, not just personally to yourself, but to a teammate, something like what Luke Parker did to Dylan Shiel?
Well, definitely heard it quite regularly. Not every game, but certainly every few games you'd hear a comment
taunting.
About... taunting and telling someone they may not have gone hard at the ball. I mean, it happens in... There'd be an instance in most games where you can sense an opposition player maybe didn't go 100% and you would say to them, well, you didn't go hard enough there. There's plenty of that going out on the ground. I think the difference with this one was that it was so visual. The camera was on him at the time and, you know, he did it two or three times in a row. I have no issue with it. It happens a lot, at least verbally. He demonstrated it as well, but I've seen that a number of times when I was playing. Clients that went back and maybe didn't, you know, duck their head a little bit, and the opposition's pretty quick to remind them. So I just thought it was a storm in a teacup, thought it got blown right out of proportion. I certainly don't have any issue with Luke Parker doing it. And if you look at Dylan Shield's response on the ground, he didn't seem to have a lot of issue with it as well. It was disappointing, though, that some Essendon teammates didn't get over and, you know, not run through him or whack him, because I just think that's a ridiculous thing.
So I think that's the story within the story you just touched on there, yeah. Richo and Beaver, is that from my understanding, I should have looked into this more deeply today, I think Luke and Dylan were both Dandenong Stingray boys.
Yeah, they were. I think they played juniors together.
Played a fair bit together. So when they actually, Seven haven't showed the vision a lot. When you turn the camera around on the other side and you get Dylan's reaction, he's actually laughing.
Yeah, he's not annoyed at all.
So it felt like an uncomfortable laugh. Like no one wants to be taunted for ducking
and,
their
and
head.
And you know when you haven't gone hard enough. You know the opposition knows. And the number of times I perhaps didn't go hard enough, and I know, and I would expect an opposition player to say something to me.
But I just didn't love the non-reaction of teammates.
No,
if Trent Cotchin had seen that.
Which Dyson Heppel suggested that none of his teammates did see it.
I think some of the commentary around you go out there and open him up and hit him down the middle and, you know, physically respond, I don't think that's appropriate in this day and age either with what's going on.
Can you actually still fly the flag?
I think, no, not really. But you can go over and remonstrate, but you can't physically hit them. And I think that's the wrong thing to say. You can do, though?
The next time he's in a contest, you can let him know.
You can tackle him hard and within the rules. But any suggestion that you go out and hit him or hit him down the middle, I don't think that's appropriate. I think the best way to respond is next time you have a chance to go hard at the ball, being Dylan Shiel and his teammates, that should hurt the whole group, that the next ball that you can go and win, you go hard at the ball, put your head over it. I think that's the best way to respond.
So that's my question, Richo. As a teammate of Dylan's or as a coach, how do you think that they would handle that this week?
This week?
Yeah.
Well, I think that they would want to show that they're a hard, tough team this week. And when I say hard and tough, the toughest thing you can do in footy is put your head over the ball and go and win it. No hitting the opposition, rah, rah, all that. That's gone. That's a bygone era. You just go hard at the footy, you tackle hard, you win your contested balls, and everyone is committed and doing all, and your whole 22 is doing the same thing. I think that's the best way to respond.